I'm with Night by Night, whose debut album has just been released. Hello, Ben and Damien. Your debut album, N Boy N, is out now. Sum it up in one sentence.
I would say buy it now.
I suggest they do too. It's one of the strongest debut albums I've heard in years. What is your 5-year plan?
I guess try and get out another couple of albums in the next few years, do loads of touring, and just refine the sound of what we do and get it even better and better in terms of like what we've done already, just do like a better version for the second and then like another better version for the third album. Just keep going down the same road of what we're doing.
Put but our just, stamp on yeah. the modern market of hard rock.
There's a number of influences in your music. If you were putting together a radio show, what would be the first three records you play and why?
I would have to say Gods of War, Def Leppard. That would be my first choice.
Good choice.
So that's your first track?
Yeah, I think so.
And then what's your second track?
Oh, okay, my second track. Okay. Crikey. Let's go to you for a second track.
Well, so we're just alternating and then you do the third track.
I can pick a track if you want.
All right, so you've opened with that. It's 6 minutes 24. I mean, it's epic. I'm going to try and...
It doesn't necessarily have to be an opener.
Oh, okay. But don't change it now. It's got that good intro.
Yeah, it has. Okay, that's my opener.
All right, that's the opener. Then I'd hit hard with track two, with a bit more of a modern thing. Maybe something by Thrice or Ignite or Boy Sets Fire, just to give it a bit more of a heavy edge, a bit of a melodic heavy edge. Maybe we've got quite a slow one, so I'd have a song called Slow Down by Ignite from the Darkest Days album. And then the third track would be Damien.
I mean, what sort of genres are we allowed to...
Oh, you can play anything.
You can play anything. See, I've got quite a love for like the whole sort of New York hardcore scene as well, so something like that, maybe to keep like the sort of modern listeners sort of their ears at attention. Maybe something by Madball. Or, yeah, I'm going to say Madball, Hold It Down.
Okay. There's a range of musical styles in your sound. Talk us through your musical past and how that's led you to today.
Well, I think in some ways Damien and I came from a similar sort of trajectory. Started off with, I think the way anyone sort of starts getting into rock, it goes through sort of the harder end of pop music and then you start discovering other things. I remember playing air guitar to Dire Straits. And then the next thing was Europe and Def Leppard and Bon Jovi, and then that developed into Therapy and White Zombie and The Almighty, and then that developed into the sort of turn of the century bands of Ignite and Boy Sets Fire and more of the sort of melodic hardcore bands. And then I think there's been a kind of a full circle where at this point now, with this band, it's like taking all those parts of the journey, each that are as important as the other, and making it into something that is our music. And What I like about the way that we write stuff is I feel that everything that we do comes from the music we love, and it's not trying to do anything, not trying to be anything. It's just picking up on all these influences and putting them together in a way that we hope sounds like conducively, like consistent and like a one sound.
And like there's some sort of evolution to it. I was just chatting with the guy downstairs. He just bought the album and he said he's never heard us before, but he read a review and was like, sounds like my cup of tea. You know, I got. Come down and check you out. And it's like he was saying, it's refreshing to see that there's a band that are doing stuff that they're influenced by and things that have, you know, been in the past, but they're actually putting their stamp on it. Otherwise music will never evolve, it'll just be bands rehashing other bands.
Okay. And that says something quite nicely, because there's been a lot said over the last year or so about the supposed death of rock music. Have you found that to be the case while preparing to release the album?
There's been a slight death of all music is in respects to the way the industry has turned, and like bands seem to be sort of the last people to really be making anything out of it, although they're putting like the sort of, you know, the most work in, etc. But I think when you look sort of back over the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years, for example, there's bands like Slipknot and that have had American Billboard number one albums and stuff like that, whereas that hasn't happened for a long time. So I think in that sense rock is probably as strong as it's ever been.
Yeah, and I think what I've learned through us releasing this album and through the kind of interest we've had from all sorts of like fanzines and fans and webzines and radio stations is that we've had such an overwhelmingly positive response from all over the globe. I'm talking, you know, Poland, Australia, South America, Ireland, people writing saying, I absolutely love this album, this is amazing, I want to interview you, I want to do a whole show about you guys. And that's people doing it because they love music, not because they're getting paid. They're doing it because they connect with something.
Yeah, they're genuinely excited by something that's obviously refreshing to them, which is what we plan to sort of try and push out, is something that's new and got a sort of a new edge to it.
A new edge, but still relies on the fundamental things that make rock music good, because that's what we like.
Yeah. And what would you say to a casual listener to turn them on to the band?
Crikey. I mean, if there's someone that listens to rock already, I personally would say, well, okay, what sort of bands do you like? And it's probably guaranteed to have a handful of influences that we already have sort of taken ourselves and put into the music. So it's like, well, if you like these bands, like, I don't know, Def Leppard or Ignite or, you know, all these sorts of newer and older bands, take that to the next level and the, you know, again, evolution on a scale, that's where we're headed. So
yeah.
Try it.
If you like anything from any rock music from, say, FM and Bad English up to Ignite, Boy Sets Fire, Seven Dust, Altbridge, I think you're going to like us.
I'd agree. The album's very good, and have a good show tonight. Thanks so much. Thanks.